Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Well, Diesel, you know, if you and I say something incorrectly, Dewey will make sure we know it.
Yeah. Immediately.
Immediately. That's what he's good for, right? He's good for something. I said high school football week zero. I meant week seven. High school football week zero was 7 weeks ago.
Seven is more than zero, right?
It is more than zero. So I messed up there, Dewey. I deeply apologize and never let me make a mistake like that again. By the way, Seattle leads Toronto 3-2, bottom of the second. Diesel, a really big crowd, and I know the Braves aren't playing, but I have been locked in. I've been locked in this postseason.
As of this moment, you got a runner on third for Toronto. Toronto has two outs, bottom of the second, 3-2 score. So if they can find a way to put this run across the plate, they tie the ball game back up going at least into the third.
Biggest takeaways from week seven high school football, not week zero. Let's start with Gaffney Burns, 28-16. Game you heard right here on the Fan Upstate, Diesel. Burns, the lesson that they have learned this season that they have not been able to figure out how to get over is that you and I know, we talk about it all the time in all levels, when you're playing in conference and region, you can't turn the football over, right? Burns turned it over three times and lost to Dorman, a really good team. Burns turned it over three times and lost to Gaffney on Friday night. Three turnovers cost Burns. It was 28-16, a good game by Gaffney. But ultimately, if you're a Burns fan or a coach, and I know there's a lot of conversation, a lot of upset fans on Twitter over the weekend, you tip your hat to Gaffney. But in those type of games, Diesel, you know how tight those region games are. You go in there and turn the ball over three times like Burns did, not only against Dorman, but again last Friday night against Gaffney. You just can't win those big games when you turn the ball over.
So you know this team better than I do. Is it a youth issue? Is it just young guys making these kinds of mistakes?
Unfortunately, no. It's just for whatever reason, they're fumbling the football. And you know what the crazy thing is I was telling somebody? It's not that they're forced turnovers either. I mean, you're talking about a connection between the running back and quarterback, Diesel, the ball falling out. It happened with the quarterback against Dorman. He just lost the football. A bad snap Friday night over the punter's head into the end zone. It's just misfortune, man, and it just happens. You can't turn the ball over in big games. Now, I will say my biggest surprise, I believe, was Spartanburg, 33-30 over Dorman, Diesel. That makes five wins in a row for the Spartanburg Vikings over the Dorman Cavaliers. They have really owned that series recently.
Maybe instead of Dorman U, we're going to call them Dorman Who.
That's what I'm saying. Spartanburg's got the bragging rights. That's a city rivalry. So here, check this out. In that game, Diesel, 33-30, here's how it ended. Spartanburg kicker Will Love, brother of John Love, who's the kicker at Virginia Tech currently. Will's the kicker at Spartanburg. He's also committed to Virginia Tech as well. Game winner at the high school level. Friday night, Spartanburg defeats Dorman 33-30. Will Love, game winner, 50 43-yard field goal.
Wow.
At the high school level.
Wow. And I don't know what the weather was on site. I know it's been windy this past weekend.
It was windy
if he was
Friday.
Able to kick a 53-yarder in the wind.
It was windy.
I know that Virginia Tech's calling, and you got some family love, but, man, you could probably be making some money somewhere else.
Oh, man. I mean, just a huge kick for Will Love, so congratulations to them. I also, my biggest takeaway was, man, Powdersville's Christchurch. If you went to that game, you know, I didn't know. You and I have had a couple of Christchurch players on Diesel with the exceptional amount of D1 athletes they have at Christchurch, a couple of really good players. But Powdersville Christchurch, 31-28 Friday night, Powdersville takes down Christchurch. Another last-second kind of game where Powdersville wins in late fashion. Here's another crazy stat for you. Powdersville High School has been around in existence for 15 years. Robert Muster has been the coach for 15 years. He's the only coach ever at Powdersville.
Okay.
Friday night, walk-off field goal at Powdersville over Christchurch. The first ever walk-off field goal in Powdersville football history on Friday night. In 15 years, think about that.
Wow.
They've never had a walk-off field goal at their place. And for the first time in 15 years, Powdersville walks it off at home over Christchurch. That stat right there is mind-boggling. 15 years of football, and you never had a walk-off field goal until Friday night. So shout-out to those guys for that. Christchurch, though, even with the loss, still a really good team, man. Christchurch is a lot of fun. I was shocked to see Blacksburg beat Landrum 14-6. Congratulations to Josh Batchelor and those guys for a huge win over a solid Landrum team. Landrum's no pushover. They've won a few games this year, and for Blacksburg and Josh Batchelor to do that, I know Coach Batchelor listens to this show, has been listening to for a long time, and always hops in the stream when he can, so congratulations to him for the big win. Also, I'll tell you what, man, my biggest takeaway or one of my biggest takeaways is Greer and Will Young. Will Young's got this football team rolling in a really good spot. Will Young's been there for a long, long time, and they play a tremendously tough out-of-conference, out-of-region schedule. Greer defeats Blue Ridge on Friday 61-21, and I think we see Diesel at the high school level. When you do play really tough non-region schedules like Greer does, like a lot of these other teams do in the upstate, more times than not, it pays off for you. And Greer, it looks like, I mean, you're talking about they played Burns, they played Belton Honeypath. Now it looks like that's starting to pay off because while you have some losses early in the season, you've played the best of the best, and Greer's rolling right now.
Well, you know, it helps. It puts you in tough situations, and it makes you mentally tough to know that you're sometimes punching above your weight class quite a bit. And, you know, that's kind of one of the beautiful things about the way the high school playoffs around here are put together. What really matters the most is your region play, and you can go and play outside of your region a couple of times and get that invaluable experience playing against players that are better than you, and you can learn from it.
Also, want to
have it not cost you.
Correct. I want to shout out a few players for big performances on Friday. For the Wren Hurricanes, Monte Brown, 34 carries, 241 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Whew.
Carson Bryant, 5 receptions for 137 yards and a touchdown. 2 kickoff returns for 102 yards and a touchdown.
Wow.
One of them was 81 yards. Shout out to him. Also want to shout out Maudens Lucas Hagdorn, 16 total tackles on Friday, 1 sack, 1 tackle for loss, 1 interception, 2 pass breakups. Also, Redrick Langston of Maldon, 11 of 18, 211 yards, 3 touchdowns, 10 carries, 161 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He had a big night. And one more for you here. How about Jackson Free of Hillcrest? He was on the Saturday scramble this past Saturday, Diesel. All he did as a sophomore was 15 of 17, which is 2 incomplete passes, 305 yards.
Ooh.
4 touchdowns to 4 different receivers. That QBR, 15 of 17 for 300-plus. I would imagine, Diesel, that would be a pretty good QBR Friday.
Yeah, I would think so, man. That's going to make it tough to choose a player of the week.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I've got to choose here soon.
Put all their names in a hat and draw one out.
That's what I'm saying. All the coaches send me all those players every week, and okay, here we go. I'll decide. But, man, a lot of good performances on Friday.
Zach Breeze says 14.5-point win this weekend.
Wow.
Woo, and the upset picks. Tolos, I think we're going to have those numbers for you tomorrow. Danby, he's flying across the halfway across the planet this weekend, so we might give him a little,
it's a good excuse.
A little extra time.
Good excuse, Deason.
You know, I mean, autopilot does its thing, right? Can't he sit there while the plane's flying somewhere over the Atlantic?
Oh, also, by the way, tomorrow, I did get an email confirmation a few minutes ago. Speaking of James Franklin and Penn State, Jay Paterno, who we've had on the show, good friend of the show, son of, we all know,
Joe
Paterno will join the show tomorrow to talk about James Franklin.
Always a great guest, man. Always a good time having Jay on. When we come back, Cole, let's talk about that very thing you just alluded to. All of the open jobs currently available in college football, we'll rank them. As far as I can tell, there's six head coaching jobs that are open. We'll rank them 1 through 6. And then, hey, of the jobs that we think might be next, where would we slot them in when those become available? Conversation about that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.